From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The state of New York wants every household in the Empire State to at least have access to high-speed broadband internet by the end of next year. If it pulls this off, it'll be the first state in the country to do so. The problem they're trying to get at is that many poor and rural areas lack even the possibility of high-speed internet and data access. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has more.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pledged $500 million in state funds to help private broadband providers set up in isolated spots across the state.
This is everything. This is infrastructure for today.
Nationwide, more than 12 million households lack broadband access. Researcher Raul Katz with the Columbia Business School says having it can actually boost incomes.
Over a period of a couple of years, the average income of a household increases by roughly 7%.
He says that's because connected people can better advertise their skills and find jobs. Shirley Bloomfield is CEO of the Rural Broadband Association and wants to see broadband infrastructure boosted. She was encouraged after meeting last week with Trump administration officials.
They have been thinking beyond just roads and bridges and airports. Actually, broadband is top of mind and is part of their discussion.
The FCC says rural Americans need the most help. 39% of them lack broadband access, compared with 4% of city dwellers. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.